So, following my unconventional style doing things, I'm afraid if I sit on the big seat I'll get myself into trouble. But here is a mention of how Paramatma, the Super Soul, is Upadrishta Hanumanta and Upadrishta. And he said he's the remitter, and Upadrishta means that he's the overseer. He sees all actions of every living entity. In other words, he can easily understand the sincerity of the heart of everyone, or the lack of sincerity, the level of sincerity. Yeh kaamam prapadyante tam sutakrit jamyaham. As they surrender to him, in whatever way they surrender to him, either directly or indirectly, he reciprocates on all levels, because he is not only within the heart of every living entity in this material world, but he is also situated within every atom of this creation, and is also situated between every atom of this creation. So as such, he is all-pervading, even in his localized aspect as Paramatma. And also, he's all-pervading, as Prabhupada was mentioning, Sarvam Kalpitam Brahma, the Brahman, the transcendental effulgence of Lord Krishna ultimately, is pervading everything. If there isn't anything which isn't Brahman, Srila Prabhupada, in one purport, I can't remember the number, the verse number, etc., but I remember his statement where he said that actually there isn't anything which isn't spiritual. It is only our mundane vision which is mundane. Mundane vision means that we see things in terms of our own egocentric worldview, instead of understanding how everything is ultimately meant to serve the purposes of Krishna, who is the cause of all causes and the supreme benefactor, Sridham Sarvabhutanam. Sridham Sarvabhutanam means that he is the supreme friend of all living entities. He is the supreme proprietor. He's the supreme enjoyer of all of our jagyas, or sacrificial activities. And to know this is the way to genuine peace. As long as we're in the thief mode, thinking that is our lack of sincerity, by the way, thinking that we are the enjoyer of the energies of this world, the resources of this world, as long as we're in this mode of stealing or usurping that which actually belongs to Krishna, as long as we're having that worldview, having that mindset, so to speak, we cannot be peaceful. Just like if someone steals something from a rich man, steals a nice coat from a rich man, he may want to wear that coat, but As soon as he's seen wearing the rich man's coat, he's immediately detected. And then the police apprehend him. So he can't really enjoy it. He can't really enjoy the property of another. So in this way, he's always looking over his shoulder to see, you know, who's checking him out. Unless he's a total fool. If he's a total fool, then he just goes on with his enjoying spirit unabashedly and gets, you know, a swift kick from Maya and put back into the wheel of samsara again and again and again and again without learning anything. But just as Srila Prabhupada in the purport mentioned, how it is only by the grace of super soul that any type of knowledge is prompted from within. Even material knowledge is prompted from within. When the living entity leaves the present material body, then super soul within the heart will remind him in his next life what were his previous desires and deserves. And he will be prompted from within to take up activities correspondingly. However, there's another aspect of the thing which is a more suitable discussion for those who are aspiring to unalloyed devotion based on pure devotional Shraddha. Yasya deve parabhaktir yatha deve tithani. Just as one is translated as implicit faith in Godhead, Godhead meaning all of his multi-aspected manifestations, including the super soul, who acts as Chaitanya Guru from within the heart. Just as one has implicit faith, the discussion can go to another level, but for now, we'll leave it at that level of understanding. As one has an implicit faith in Godhead, that means pure devotional Shraddha. Faith meaning Shraddha. What is Shraddha? Shraddha shabde vishvas sudridha nishchaya. Krishna bhakti koyare sarva karma kritaha. Shraddha shabde vishvas. Vishvas means to have high regard, high esteem. For what? For Shabda, Shabda Brahman, coming in the cyclic succession through the Guru Parampara, information about the personality of Godhead, information about the principles of pure devotional service, meaning Sambandha Tattva Jnana, Abhideya Tattva Jnana, and information concerning the ultimate goal of life, which is Krishna Prema. Krishna Indriya Priti Ischa Dari Premanam. To have the desire to satisfy the senses of Krishna constitutes what is called Prema. And the opposite, Atmendriya Priti Vancha Dari Bali Kama. The opposite is Kama, to have the desire to satisfy one's own senses. But as far as the ultimate prayojan of the living entity, that is Krishna Prema. So, when one hears about the principles of Sambandha Tattva, Avideya Tattva, and Prayojan Tattva from disciple succession. Jai Jai Nitai Gaur Radhe Shyam Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. And if one holds these topics in high esteem, if one highly appreciates these topics about Godhead and pure devotional transcendental loving service, then what happens? Shraddha Shabde Vishvas, then what happens? Sudridha Nischaya. Sudridha means very determined. With great determination, Nischaya. One makes a very determined, firm decision. Nischaya means decision. What is that decision? What kind of decision? A house, a car, a color TV, Jai Jagadisha Hari? This kind of decision? It is not a decision based on a mixed devotional attitude. It's a decision aimed at the culmination of prema by following the principles of prema dharma as per the standards of uttama bhakti. Anukula Krishna, what is it? Anukulena Krishna Sivanam, yes, sorry. To engage in activities which are favorable. So when one's decision is based on this principle of following favorable actions which culminate in the awakening, Shravanadi Shuddha Chitti Koraye Udoya, awakening that Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema, which is situated in the heart, just like fire is dormant within wood. It takes the association of a greater fire to ignite that dormant fire of prema within our heart. So by associating with Shabda Raman, which is pure transcendental sound vibration, in which Krishna's Nitya Sarva Shaktis, transcendental sound vibration, beginning with the chanting of the holy name, when one hears and chants the holy name of Krishna, and not only Krishna's holy name, but his descriptions of his transcendental form, his rupa, his guna, and his lilas. As one associates with this transcendental sound vibration, then Krishna's antaranga shaktis, sarup shaktis, act through the agency of Sri Guru. They act to awaken within the heart the desire to satisfy the senses of Krishna. They awaken Krishna prema within the heart. How? Not by any other than the following means anukulena Krishna anushilanam, following the principles of Shuddha Bhakti. Therefore, what is the strong decision, the firm decision, the firmly determined decision of someone who actually has faith? What is the mark of someone who actually has pure devotional Shraddha? That is, that he will have no interest, anya vilasita, shunyam, no ulterior motives, no interest in pursuing the fruits of bhakti and mukti, which are the fruits of karma and jnana, or siddhi, which is the fruit of yoga. Rather, Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma krita hoya, that he will only engage in Krishna bhakti. Krishna bhakti koile sarva dharma pridyacha. Sarva dharma pridyacha. It says mam ekam sharanam braja. But again and again, I will stress, I would raise my voice and shout at the top of my lungs so that the whole world can hear, but I'll save you guys the burdensome weight impact on your ears. In Kali Yuga, how has Krishna appeared? In Kali Yuga, Kali Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. Krishna has appeared in Kali Yuga as Nama Rupe. Therefore, we must conclude that when Krishna in Dwapara Yuga says Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja, that translates in Kali Yuga as Nam Ekam Sharanam Braja. Nam Ekam Sharanam Braja. Only one thing we have to do. There's only one Yuga Dharma for every living entity in Kali Yuga. And that will suffice to satisfy all practical requirements. Therefore, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that in the beginning of creation, he sent forth both men and demigods along with Yajna, blessing them by saying, be thou happy by this Yajna, because its performance will bestow upon you all desirable things, both for bhakti and mukti. If you're bhakti kami, then do the Yajna. But give up your attachment to your bhakti kami mood and simply do Yajna for Yajna's sake. Tivrena bhakti yogina. It doesn't matter if you're full of all desires, or you have no desires, akama, sarvakama, moksha kama udaradi tivrena bhakti yogina. And practically speaking, the primary anga of devotional service in Kali Yuga is nam sankirtan. Simply by performing nam sankirtan, all requirements are automatically met without any extraneous endeavor. Everything will come automatically. Even if you're bhakti kami and mukti kami, but bhakti and mukti will stand with folded hands at your doorstep, waiting to serve a devotee who's after pure devotional nam bhajan. It is described in Chaitanya Bhagavat that the culmination of all that is to be learned and all that is to be taught, after you've learned it from someone else who's taught it, the culmination of all the knowledge in the Shastras is the congregational chanting of the holy names of Krishna. That is the supreme knowledge to be had in connection with this sampradaya. The highest knowledge is knowledge that the holy name is Sakshat Brajendanandan Krishna and Radharani themselves, along with all of their sarva shaktis. And, of course, we're so foolish. Again and again we hear these things. Big classes about, again and again and again we hear. How many times we've heard something like this about the importance of chanting Hare Krishna since we joined this movement? How many times we've heard that the Yuga Dharma is the congregational chanting of the holy names? Still, woe is us. We have no taste for chanting Hare Krishna. We don't do it sufficiently. We are very sick. We're diseased, full of anarthas. We don't become absolutely freed from all anarthas until we have our spiritual body in the lilas of the Lord. That's the only time when we can claim to be legitimately free from all anarthas. According to Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur in his Madhurya Kadambini, in his Madhurya Kadambini, he goes to great lengths to describe how the various anarthas, there's four different kinds of anarthas, we won't get into that because that's too much of a diversion, but they're eradicated at different stages. And the most difficult to eradicate, which is the most subtle of all the anarthas, are the anarthas arising from offenses against the holy name. And what is the tenth offense against the holy name? To not have complete faith in the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. In other words, to think that all wants cannot be fulfilled simply by chanting Hare Krishna. So, Kali Kali Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. We don't have faith that simply by performing this jagya, we will get all desirable things. Whatever you desire, even if you desire bhakti, so you will get comfortable living. If you desire bhakti, yes, you can get liberation at the time of death. And if you desire prema, prema pumartha mahan, if you desire prema, then certainly you can get prema. It is the most recommended process for attaining prema, the congregational chanting of the holy names of Krishna. But we have no faith. We have no taste. What to speak of ruchi? We hardly even have that shraddha, which is symptomized by genuine pure devotional sharanagati. Real sharanagati. There are six symptoms of sharanagati. To accept those things which are favorable for cultivating uttama bhakti. To reject the things which are unfavorable. To know that Krishna is our only protector. To be completely dependent on the mercy of Krishna. To have no separate interest in the interest of Krishna. And to always remain meek and humble. Meek and humble meaning that we have no high estimation. We do not have an overly high estimation of ourselves. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya recommends sharanagati as the solution to the problem of not having taste for chanting the holy name. Sharanagati, which culminates in humility. Therefore, trinadapi sunichina. Torora eva sahishnana amanina mananina kirtaniya sadaha. What does it mean? What does it mean? Trinadapi sunichina. Humbler than the blade of grass. It means that we do not think ourselves greater than we actually are. Humility means that you honestly assess your position. What is our position? Our position is that we are Kali Yuga rejects. That is our position. Our position is that we have no qualification to attain anything worthy of attainment And that doesn't mean dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. It means prema, pumartamaham, worthy of attainment. We don't have any qualification to attain anything worthy of attainment by any other process than the process which was advocated and ordained for the deliverance of the fallen conditioned souls in this Kali Yuga. It's a very simple, logical, reasonable, rational, sensible, philosophical conclusion. We are not fit to perform meditation. Even we are not fit in Kali Yuga to perform Astakali Alila Smaran. It is not within our capacity, practically speaking. We can boast of some, you know, hopes and aspirations to do these things. But according to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Radhvartma Chandrika, he says that even though smarana is one of the main angas of Raganuga Satan Bhakti, still that cannot be possibly achieved without performing Sankirtan of the holy names of Krishna. There's no possibility to achieve the superlative result or the completion of any other anga of devotional service without coupling it with the Yuga Dharma in this age of Kali, Harinam Sankirtan. Therefore, stress and stress is given by our acharyas about the necessity to engage in the performance of Harinam Sankirtan. So humility means to recognize that as we are Kali rejects, we are not qualified for any other activities. We're not qualified for karma. We're not qualified for jnana. We're not qualified for yoga. We're not qualified for meditation. We are not qualified for performing big yajñas, costly, you know, gallons and gallons of ghee. We're not qualified to perform opulent deity worship. What can we offer the deities? You know, some plastic trinkets. Where is the gold? Where is the diamonds? Where are the rubies? Where are the sapphires? Where is the immense wealth that is actually required for performing opulent deity worship? We are not qualified. None of us are qualified. It doesn't matter, PhD, MA, MBBS, whatever it may be, you are not qualified. You and I, we are not qualified to do any action other than the performance of Sankirtan Yajna. To the extent that you are humble, to that extent you'll realize the need to engage your invaluable human form of life, your time and energy, in the performance of Sankirtan Yajna, and also in the performance of other corollary activities which will help to foster your attachment to the performance of the Yuga Dharma Nam Sankirtan. Therefore, we engage in deity worship, we engage in Bhagavad Shravan, we engage in Prasad Seva, we engage in Mandira Marjan, etc. Because these things also help us, they're meant to help us, but if we are Niyamagraha in our approach, then it means we don't know the purpose for the things, purpose behind the things which we're doing. We don't know that the purpose of the deity worship is to increase our attachment to the chanting of the holy names. We don't know that the purpose of hearing Bhagavat is to increase our attachment to the chanting of the holy names. We don't know that, living in or serving in a nice clean temple, therefore Mandira Marjan, you know, the purpose of the thing is to facilitate our congregational chanting of the holy names of Krishna. The purpose of our management is to facilitate the congregational chanting of the holy names of Krishna. The purpose of our sadhu sangha is to remind each other about the importance of chanting the holy names of Krishna. In Kali Yuga, there is no other dharma than the chanting of the holy name. It is the supreme anga of devotional service. It is the supreme aspect of the principle of Jiva Dharma. Therefore, humility. Realize that you'll never get taste if you don't do it. You'll only get taste for chanting the holy name by chanting the holy name. There's no other way. There's no other way. There's no other way. Kalo nasteva, nasteva, nasteva gatiranyata. Only one way. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama eva kevalam. We must take this seriously if we actually want to make progress to the goal of Krishna Prema. So therefore, Trinada Prasanichana. Todor Iva Suhishnana. What does that mean? Tolerance. Tolerance like the tree means standing up against all odds. Whatever it takes for us to get it right. Even if innumerable people criticize us for just being, oh, that's just Harinam. You know, we want that money. You know, we want the bookstores. We want the, you know, the big temples. We want to see something practical. You know, which will gratify our pragmatic mindset. Don't be so idealistic. Chanting Hare Krishna will solve all your problems. That's a little simplistic, isn't it? Yes, it's simple for the simple. Simple for the simple. Those who can simply understand what it is that Srila Prabhupada actually came to give us. Everything else is ultimately superfluous if we don't develop an attachment to the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. If we develop a attachment to the chanting of the holy name of Krishna, and we serve to help everyone else develop that attachment to the chanting of the holy name, then everything else starts to make sense. So, standing up against all odds, Toror Iva Suhishtana, Amanena, means not desiring to be recognized as having the fitness for anything else than the congregational chanting of the holy name. And Manadena means to respect everyone else in terms of their real self-interest. Their real self-interest is to get prema. And the recommended process for every living entity in this Kali Yuga for getting prema is the congregational chanting of the holy names of Krishna. Therefore, Amanena, Manadena, and then put it to practical reality. Kirtaniya Sadahari. Kirtaniya Sadahari means to always be engaged in performing kirtan of the holy names. Primarily the holy names. Nam, Rup, Gun, and Lila. These things are all there. Within Nam is included Rup, Gun, and Lila. It's almost time for my Super Soul class to be over.
So everyone chant Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But it's not over yet. I still have a couple of minutes left to wrap it up. So therefore, yasya deve pada bhaktir, yatha deve tatha guru. If one has faith, that kind of faith, that kind of faith, in Nam, Kali Kali Nama Rupa Krishna Vitra. When it says Yasya Devi, it means Yasya Nama. Having faith in Nam and similar faith in the words of Sri Guru, who is representative of the holy name of Krishna. Then, of course, Para Bhakti ultimately means Radmaya Bhakti. Para Bhakti. There's apara bhakti and para bhakti. Apara bhakti means bhakti which is still conditional or contaminated by the influence of the modes of material nature. And then there's para bhakti which is transcendental to the modes of material nature. So for one who has implicit faith in Nama and in Nam Guru. Implicit faith, meaning transcendental faith, not just faith, but transcendental bhakti. It doesn't say yasya devi para shraddha, it says yasya devi para bhakti. Transcendental bhakti, transcendental, spontaneous, unalloyed devotion. If one has this transcendental loving devotion to Sri Harinam, Nami, and Sri Gurudev, then what happens? Kasyaite katita hyarta prakashanta mahatmana. That all the imports of the revealed scriptures are automatically revealed from within by the grace of Chaita Guru, the super soul aspect of Lord Krishna situated within the heart.
Any question? Is by congregational charity for having all this work that we should get some taste, some other.
Like I said, we are all very sick because we still have so many anarthas, and the point that I was beginning to raise, which maybe got diverted from slightly, that the anartha of anarthas which arise from offenses against the holy name go on all the way up to Vastu City when you get your spiritual body in the Leelas of the Lord. And the main difficulty is maintaining material attachments even after understanding so many instructions and not having complete faith in the chanting of the holy name, which is counted as one offense, the tenth offense against the holy name. That is basically the root cause of all of our problems. Because we do have ample opportunity for sadhu sangha. Anyway, at least if you seek, you shall find. You know, so, but then, what do we do with that sadhu sangha? Sadhu sangha primarily means to hear from the sadhu, or to inquire. You know, and then naturally we'll hear some instructions, and then those instructions, if we don't, you know, free ourselves up from the material attachments, you know, which obstruct our absorption in the chanting of the holy name, which disallow us from actually sufficiently performing the jagya so that we can actually gain the tangible experience of the efficacy of its performance. People who are, let's say, on the ethereal platform or on the mental platform or intellectual platform even, they may understand theoretically by hearing from sadhus that congregational chanting will solve all our problems, both material and spiritual. Material well-being follows spiritual well-being. So the solution to the problem is not a material solution, it's a spiritual solution. To engender spiritual well-being, then all of our material problems will also be solved. But if we don't apply ourselves to the process due to our lack of faith, then it's like catch 22, it's a vicious circle. You don't gain the experience by which your faith is solidified, but by engaging sufficiently, because after all, we're very sick. We need a certain regimen. Just like there are certain prohibitions contradictions or contradictions, you know, I mean to say, where there's something that you should not eat, and you should only eat so many times in a day, or maybe you should eat more. It's just like one of our Kirtan devotees, Adi Ras Prabhu, he has a disease called hypoglycemia, which means he has low blood sugar. Low blood sugar means that if he doesn't eat more, then his blood sugar goes down. So also we need certain sweetness running through our blood in the form of the Madhurya Nam, relishment of the sweetness of Harinam. So we have to take more. It's just like if you're very sick, if you have pneumonia, for example, and you think that, well, I can go on eating whatever I want, and I don't like this bitter medicine, this because of the jaundice-like tongue. I don't like to chant Hare Krishna. I have no taste. It's like bitter. Rock candy becomes bitter. The example is given of a man diseased with jaundice. But the only solution to the problem is not that by taking one antibiotic tablet, you know, every other month, that you're going to get, you know, well from your pneumonia condition. It's not that just by taking one little drop of sugarcane juice and, oh, that's too bitter, I can't tolerate it. You know, so then you're not going to solve the problem by not taking the medicine. Therefore, Vaidhi Bhakti. What is Vaidhi Bhakti? Vaidhi Bhakti means you must rise early in the morning during the Brahma Muhurta hours where you get 1,000 times the benefit of your Nam Bhajan and come to the Mangalarti. There's a conch shell blowing. Conch shell blows. Why? It's to assemble everyone. For what? To do eye exercises with our jelly eyeballs, Google-eyeing the deities? That's what we're coming for? All right, on one level, okay, that's something's better than nothing. But the real principle is we're coming before the deity so that the deity will see us happily engaged in chanting and dancing, engaging in Nam Sankirtan. The morning program is set up to facilitate everyone's absorption in Sankirtan Jagya, the congregational chanting of the Holy Name. Therefore, there's need to do more Hare Krishna mantra chanting to facilitate, instead of spending the whole Mangalarti chanting everything else, and then maybe 10 or maybe 5 or maybe only 3 Hare Krishna Maha mantras tagged on at the end. You'll never get a taste for doing Maha mantra Sankirtan by doing it that way. At least half of the Mangalarti should be spent, if there's 20 minutes or 25 minutes, at least 10 or 15 minutes should be chanting the Hare Krishna Maha mantra. And that was Srila Prabhupada's instruction. Then, at least for a few minutes in the morning, when you're getting 1,000 times the benefit during the Brahma Muhurta hour, you're performing Maha mantra Sankirtan in the association of the devotees. And, after all, Srila Prabhupada's, you know, mercy upon us here in Vrindavan is that there is a 24-hour kirtan where Maha Mantra Sankirtan is going on 24 hours a day. So, make time. You know, find it within your heart. Give till it hurts. Give the necessary time to do the jagya. Take your medicine, you know, and start experiencing what it's like to get well. To get, you know, the sweetness of Harinam instead of the bitterness on account of our disease, jaundice-like condition. Then, problem is solved. Do more Harinam Sankirtan. and do more and more japa, as much japa as possible. Because after all, japa is the life and soul of Nam Sankirtan. It's the strength of our Nam Sankirtan. It's the basis of our personal purity by which we can hope to perform empowered Nam Sankirtan for the pleasure of our spiritual masters and Krishna. Is that a little useful? Anything else before we wrap it up? Yes, Rajananda.
Meditating is qualification for achieving
qualification. No, the qualification is to realize that you're not qualified for anything else but. That is the actual qualification. As long as you're thinking that you're qualified for something else, that indicates a lack of humility, a false pride in oneself. And on account of that false pride, one will lack taste for chanting the holy name. Due to false pride. So therefore, solution is chant more. Realize that we have no other, that there's no other way, there's no other way, there's no other way in this age of Kali. And Krishna will help from within. He'll lift the veil of yoga maya and allow you to actually see the true form of the Holy Name within your heart. Actually, the vast majority of us are so fallen and wretched Kali Yuga rejects that we are not even qualified for chanting the Holy Name because of that element of false pride. We're so fallen. Therefore, Prabhupada said that he's straining his brain to find other engagements for us. Why? Because we don't have a taste for chanting the Holy Name. Other engagements. We're so fallen, so unqualified. If we at least had a little understanding and actually took shelter of the process of Nam Bhajan, Nam Sankirtan, then we would gradually start to become more and more qualified. Prabhupada, you know, I read it myself, Tamal Krishna Maharaj told me about the conversation. Unfortunately, I can't find it on folio anymore, so I don't know what happened to it. But there was a statement, and I personally read it because Tamal showed me the thing. I just can't remember where it was, or else it's been removed or something, or I just can't remember the actual word to punch in to, you know, have the thing surface in the folio. But there was a statement where Srila Prabhupada said that actually our only real business is to sit in the holy dham and chant the holy name of the Lord. But because you have no taste for this, therefore I'm pushing you for so many other engagements like opening temples and restaurants and, you know, so many other engagements. Because we have no taste for sitting in the holy dham and chanting the holy names. We don't have any taste for our real business, our only real business. We have taste for everything else, but we don't have much taste. But actually, although other engagements like Mandira Marjan, cleaning the temple and performing deity worship and going out on book distribution and so many other engaging in life membership program as Prabhupada inaugurated that. All of these engagements you know, for the purpose of gradually purifying our heart so that eventually we'll have enough spiritual intelligence to realize that we should be chanting more and more. That is. This is not fanaticism. It is real pragmatism. It is not fanatical idealism. It is the highest pragmatism. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, thank you.
Thank you. Krishna.